This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Happiness. Recently, we were talking about Parnell Williams trying to navigate a guest appearance orchestrated by the younger Walton clan at a conference in Bentonville, Arkansas, the Walmart company town. Williams is best known for his song, Happy, which was on constant replay everywhere several years ago. You remember, it went like this. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space with the air like I don't care. Baby, by the way, because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is... You get it. Remember, happiness. In these difficult and divisive times, it's worth thinking about what makes people happy. You know, Parnell Williams kind of happy. It's not necessarily what you might think, and here's even better news, it's not necessarily as hard to find as you might fear. An op-ed in the Times looked at the data behind happiness. If you think money is all that, the data shows there's a blip at $75,000 a year, a plateau likely where Americans put homelessness and starvation out of their minds. The next blip is a bridge way too far at $8 million, but other than that, the data says there are only marginal gains. 75 grand is a lot of money, but the data finds that the threshold to real happiness can't be bought. It's like one of the current country western songs that sings, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy dirt. Maybe. Better, you don't have to buy it. If you can find it, Seth Stevens-Davidowitz's deep dive into the data offers that researchers have found that the activities that make people happiness include sex, exercise, and gardening. People are consistently happier when they're out in nature, particularly near a body of water, particularly when the scenery is beautiful. I don't want to cross any lines here, but exercise and gardening are easy for everyone to access, money be damned. Nature is also right at hand. If we're ready to open your eyes and get outside, sure, not everyone can walk blocks to the Mississippi River like we can in New Orleans, but scenery is in the eyes of the beholder. At any dawn or sunset, or gaze into the heavens. I'm no flower child. Life is incredibly hard. No doubt about that. I'm not putting sugar in your coffee. Just saying, there might be some small relief that is very accessible. We have to fight back, and in a world of data, it seems the direction is clear from what most people say, and not too hard to find if we're willing to get outside, look around, and grab it. It may seem crazy, but maybe Parnell has a point. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.